Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we look back at 2020, but, you know, only on the good stuff.
Yep. Music. All right, we are into the new year, 2021.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things that's ever sort of happened with this podcast, since so many things have happened organically that we never expected would happen, that this community would form. But, you know, this end of year stuff is fantastic. It really is. It's like everyone, you know, in our community checking in and also turning you on to stuff that you might have missed. And there was a ton of music sparked by the events of 2020, and we're going to get into some of that as we go through these calls. So I just want to say I'm excited and really thankful for everybody who's part of this community and takes the time to share their passion with us and tell us about your song or album of 2020.
Totally. So that's what we're going to do starting today. This is the January series where we look back at the previous year and try to get as many listeners involved as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The show, if you're new to it, this actually be a good place to start if you're brand new to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, come on in right now and just hear the community, you know, talk about music, right? So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And one other thing I wanted to do before we get into that, though, also, we should mention we have a little video that we shot, music video.
We do.
I don't know how much I want to get into how this all came to be. But speaking of the community, we had several listeners who contributed their musical talents, and we, including the lead vocals of Echo Park Jimmy, and we made a music video. This was just sort of a pandemic project. We made a music video of a cover of Weezer's Hash Pipe, and you can find that on we actually have a YouTube page, and you can go to Rockin' the Suburbs on YouTube, or you can just search for, you know, Hash Pipe, and it comes up and find that and watch it. I think it was a lot of fun, and
it was great
to all who were involved in putting that together, including especially intern Sam, who edited all the video and really amazing. Made it into something amazing. It was really fun. So enjoy that.
And we'd also then, like to thank Rivers Cuomo for writing that song.
Yeah. And it was really, really fun to do. So check that out. And then where else was I going? Oh, and I also want to quickly thank intern Matt for putting together, cataloging all these listener calls that we're going to get through in the next two, 3 weeks, whatever it ends up being. So, all right, let's get to the first call here. We got two today that I specifically picked out that I thought would be good to start off this series.
Okay.
As you mentioned, it's listeners talking about their favorite song and or album of 2020. And this particular episode, it's two song picks, just songs, not
great
albums. Okay.
Hello and happy New Year's, Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Dave from Kenosha, and I wanted to mention my favorite song of 2020. It is One Step Behind from Garcia Peebles off their release titled Live October 10th, 2019. Garcia Peebles is one of my favorite new bands, and this song originally came out in a studio version in the fall of 2019, but this live version expands on that original, taking a great 30-minute studio cut into a 50-minute musical journey. Now for some context. This record came out in early March. At the end of February, I rushed my dad to the ER with what was a heart attack, and he spent the entire month of March in the hospital. During those days at the hospital, COVID-19 began to expand throughout the country, and that last week my dad was in the hospital, I could not even go visit. So these were some extremely challenging and difficult times. And there were many a night where I got home from the hospital and would listen to the song, and it helped me escape. It starts off with about 20 minutes of a saxophone playing, which is done by Bob Malik, father of the band member of Tom. And that sax is being played over just a gorgeous hypnotic groove. And that opening just had a calming effect on me. After that, a portion of the song, it takes off into a rocking adventure with some fantastic guitar playing, a wonderful beat, some great keyboard, and more sax. It's a rocking freakout in the best way possible. I kept going back to this song throughout the year for an escape, which was needed between my job dealing with supply chain challenges for a company making disinfectants to the unspeakable and horrific tragedy that occurred in my neighborhood in late summer. Music truly does have a healing power. So I suggest if you have 50 minutes to spare, pour yourself a beverage, put the headphones on, and check the song out. And if you don't have 50 minutes, check out a song or two from their stellar release that came out this fall, Nightcap at Wit's End. You will not be disappointed. And I must say thank you, Jim, Patrick, Sam, Sammy, Mary, Matt, and all the Rocking Suburbs family. You were a much-needed escape and a lifeline during this past year as well. Thank you.
All right, so that's very nice, and thank you, Dave, and hope everything is better in Kenosha and with you and your family and so on. So,
yeah, that sounds like a combination of different amazingly difficult challenges, and to hear that we helped in any way with that and provided any kind of escape, that means a lot, and thank you very much. And I tend to escape into my own mind, Jim, and yeah. I can spend hours in there.
Yep. So, but he also found some help from music, right? So,
yeah.
This particular song, One Step Behind, this live version that came out in 2020. I have not listened to this yet, and I do plan to. So I will do that.
I got 50 minutes.
I will do that, Dave. Yeah, not right now, but yeah, I got time later. I'm not even sure where to pick this up. He said, I think it was like 20 minutes or so is like sax solo, and then it gets into crazy guitar. So I'm thinking maybe we should just pick a spot where the guitar is and just kind of see what it sounds like. All right.
Yep.
Who did that remind you of?
I'll tell you, Jim, it's funny you asked that question because I'm interested to hear what you say.
I wonder if we're thinking the same thing. Go on.
Okay. I was thinking, I thought of a number of things, but the strongest thing I thought of was Moby Grape.
Oh, interesting. Okay. No.
You know, it sounds like one of those, you know, that period, you know, post-immediate when the Birds had exploded and all these bands were kind of exploding in their wake on the West Coast. And you had Moby Grape, which was kind of a psychedelic, you know, early precursor. I wouldn't call them a jam band, but they, you know, they weren't afraid to stretch out.
Yep.
And I was thinking to myself too, man, I can't wait to hear what the saxophone sounds like at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, because,
You know, that sounded like, I know we were farther into that piece, but that's what came to my mind. What about you?
Well, I mean, the obvious reference here would be Grateful Dead, right? And
yeah.
They're called Garcia people. So I think,
They
obviously are influenced. And, you know, they're playing a 50-minute song. So there's that.
Sure.
But, but you know, and just in that random spot that I chose, you know what it sounded like to me was Meat Puppets.
Oh, yeah. I definitely could hear that. I really, really liked it. And I liked the, I liked that indie sound of it, too. I really did. That was cool. It wasn't glossy in any way. And it felt very rustic and earthy, just like the puppets. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, all right.
That's a great shout. Yeah.
All right.
So we got Meat Puppets and Moby Grape. That's pretty good.
That wouldn't be bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Thank you, David. And I hope, as Jim said, everything is looking up.
Yep. Okay. Now, I also wanted to play this particular call for this kickoff episode here. Let's see.
Okay.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick. Interns and fellow listeners, this is Jay Ignacio calling from the suburbs of Louisville, Kentucky. This year has been a trying time for me and my family. Both me and my wife are nurses and have taken care of our share of COVID patients. We have personally seen the tragedy this pandemic has done to our patients and our fellow coworkers. Several of our coworkers have gotten infected and some have not been able to return to work this day. However, this is the life we've chosen, and we will continue to mask up and gown up and fight the good fight. With vaccinations ongoing, there is light at the end of this tunnel. So to all my fellow frontliners, especially to my wife, who has been taking care of COVID patients since last spring, thank you for your service. To the Suburbs family, thank you for making this quarantine a little more bearable. Remember, don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter. You're doing a good job. Alicia Keys, 2020.
I don't know what else to say on that. I think Jay said it all. And we thank you, Jay, for everything you have done. And
my God.
You know, hope everything is going well there in Louisville. So I think let's just wrap this one up right now and move on to tomorrow, where we'll hear from some more listeners.
Absolutely, Jim.
I'll quickly say, if people want to join this series, there still is time. You have until January 15th to get in your calls for... we ask for favorite song and or album, just, you know, one of each or one or the other.
Yep.
And you can call and leave a message at 612-440-1984. Or you can record a voice memo and you can email that to rock@suburbspod.com. All right. And with that, we'll talk to you all tomorrow. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And here's Alicia Keys.
Honest and selfless. I don't know if this helps it, but good job. You're doing a good job, a good job. You're doing a good job. Don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter, matter, matter. Yeah. You're doing a good job, a good job. You're doing a good job.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, okay. I forgot to click the thing.
I could have been 20 minutes before I
okay.
I noticed.